Democrat Governor Janet Mills, Maine residents don't need voter ID. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 4, 2022. Democrat Governor Janet Mills, DME, strongly opposed voter ID during a debate with her opponents on Tuesday evening, saying Maine residents don't need to show proof of identification and argued it would inhibit voting. The debate moderators asked Mills, Republican candidate and former Maine Governor Paul LePage, and independent challenger Sam Hunkeler if they were each prepared to accept the gubernatorial election results. LePage said he would absolutely accept the results and criticized the moderators for asking that question instead of bringing up the FBI and big tech's interference in the 2020 election. LePage said, I've never rejected any election, including the 2020 presidential election. And I think that's an absurd question, quite frankly. I will tell you one thing I'm concerned about. You talk about democracy, but one thing you did not mention is censorship from the left. When the FBI go into Facebook and tell them to censor people, you haven't mentioned that, and I think that's a bigger threat to democracy than voting in Maine when we use paper ballots. Mills similarly said she would absolutely accept the election's results. Before the moderators could move on to the next subject, LePage interrupted them to ask Mills why she opposes voter ID. We don't need it here in Maine, Mills responded. We don't need it. We have integrity in our elections. We have a huge turnout, which validates our democracy. Mills also claimed that voter ID would inhibit Maine residents from voting. I think the right to vote is so fundamental, Mills said. Why would you question it? Why would you impose another level of, paperwork on voters? Why inhibit them from voting? I believe it's at the foundation of our democracy. However, an overwhelming majority of Americans reject Mills' opposition to voter ID. A Monmouth poll last year found that 81% of Americans support voter ID, including 62% of Democrats. The debate moderators also asked the candidates whether they believe President Joe Biden legitimately won the 2020 election. I believe that President Biden won the election, LePage said. I'm just not sure who's running the country. After the moderator asked for clarification, LePage said Biden is obviously not capable of running the country and added that he does not know who's waving the strings. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.